I'm having a rapture dream, and then while I'm having the rapture dream, like, I see each and every country, people are being lifted up, and they're singing this one song, and I'm like, Lord, why can't I continue counting? He says, because you won't be here after September. And immediately when I'm like, and he's like, no, you won't die, you'll be raptured. I said, no.
Why were you so in denial about the dates or refusing? Like, you had three confirmations, right?
Yes.
And now you're hearing someone else is saying the exact same dates and you're still like, nope.
No, remember at that time I didn't allow them to tell me the dates.
The dates, yeah.
Rapture is very close, but anyone who tells you the date, no. This is where the beast resides. Huh. And then he sees the beast, the one who carries the 666 digit. And then when he says the one who carried the 66 digit, he says he is not who you think he is.
I've been through the most, been through the most.
Goeiemôre, goeiemiddag, sanbonani, dumelang, hola, and welcome to another episode of I've Been Through the Most podcast. Right here on St. Twins TV, and whether you're watching us on YouTube or listening to us on Apple Podcast or Spotify, welcome! It's always such a blessing for you to join us. Thank you for being part of the family. Thank you for subscribing, for liking, for commenting. All those actions are actually very good for the algorithm.
Yeah.
It's basically just telling YouTube there's something interesting happening here, and I think this is why most of our videos go viral. But I need to give credit to the stories as well, and the people God sends on those platforms to come and share their story. It's absolutely incredible. It's honestly a blessing. It really does humble us. And we are here to serve you. And with that said, we will give the people what they want. And she is requested by popular demand. And therefore, she's back. Anyway, welcome back.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. I'm so humbled.
Right. Can we go back to, you know, your episode? How has it been for you since your episode aired? It obviously did extremely well. People received it. Different feedback from different people, you know.
Our
global audience. But let's hear from you. How has the experience been?
I'll say it's been so wonderful. I'll say that it came at the right time. That's when I realized that more people, they needed it. And they were asking me, or others were sending me DMs on TikTok. And because the Lord told me that anyone who comes to me, I must help them. So I was helping them like that. And it got me to realize that even more people were struggling even with spiritual attacks and you know, so praying over them and them being delivered, you know. So, but this will just touch part of that even today. You know. So basically, I wanted to start with one testimony because I feel that people, they need to understand more about my relationship with God, because others, they still question, how do you know it's God's voice, you know? So I think I need to share a bit, so that they understand my relationship with God. So there's this testimony that I wanted to share. It happened years ago. I was on one of the shopping centers, and I was just buying my groceries. And then I passed this woman. They were just laughing at this old lady that I haven't seen at that time. They were like, oh, this old lady is always asking for money for bread, or if it's not bread, it's sugar, you know. After that, it was other people commenting the same thing. And in my heart, I'm thinking, oh, only if I could meet this woman. And as I was moving down the aisles, then I meet this old lady, and she's, you know, begging. And then I said to her, you know what, let me just help you to buy whatever that you need. Okay, I helped her with that. And then the following 2 months, I'll meet her maybe like there and then, and I'll help her with whatever that they're going to cook that day, bread and bribe egg, wherever I can. Because I wasn't working at that time, but I always make sure that I helped her. You know, then this Saturday, I'm waking up. I had to go to this Zulu wedding, and is it Umembeso? Yes, Umembeso. I had to go there. And then the Lord says to me, oh, you're busy doing your things and you're not going where I sent you. And I'm like, but where did you send me? You haven't sent me anywhere. And then he says, you need to go to that woman's house. And I'm like, but I don't know her house. You know, and he says, I'll show you. And then he shows me, at that time I didn't have a car. So he tells me that you get taxis from town. And then he says to me, I'll show you where to get off with the next, because I had to join taxis from town. Okay, so because his voice will be so heavy when he speaks to me, it will be so tangible within my whole body. So I was like, for me to get out of this, let me just go, you know. So I went, and then I took the second taxi that I was joining, and then he told me to stop, like, okay, get off here. I got off. And then after that, as I'm walking, he's telling me, okay, you turn on the street, I'm turning. And after that, everything now to me is starting to be like, what am I doing? And I'm like, what if where I'm going there are even dogs? What if there are pit bulls? And he's saying to me, even if there are pit bulls, am I not God who closed the mouth of the lions? And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, you are God. And then I entered the street, and then he shows me the second house where I was supposed to enter. And then in my mind, though I'm going there, I'm thinking, what am I going to say to these people when I knock? You know, I'm just thinking like that.
Yeah.
And then as I turn around the house to go and knock, guess who comes out of the room? It's the same woman that I've been seeing the past 2 months in town. And then she's coming out. She's also like, what are you doing here? And I couldn't answer her because I didn't know what I was doing there.
Yeah.
And then she's like, you know, the past 5 minutes, something was telling me to go outside the gate. And I've been like, but to do what? Hey, you know what? Just come in, come in. What are you doing here? And I can't answer her because I don't know what I'm doing here.
And I'm sure you also still shocked.
Exactly.
Wait, it's, what?
It's exactly that house. And then I enter the house. Immediately when I enter the house, then in the sitting room, there was this 6-year or 7-year-old boy who looked so lifeless. That was, they had a blanket for him on the floor, and he was just lying there. His eyes were also like so in, like the flesh was, he looked so skinny and so lifeless as if he can't even stand. Even at that time, like as much as my spirit connected with him, but I'm not thinking that maybe I'm sent to him or what. So I just sat down and I said, okay, let me just read a few scriptures. Then we read a few scriptures. And then I said, okay, let's pray. We pray together. And then after that, and I'm like, and then God is saying, lay hands on them. You know? So I start with the gogo and then with the aunt who was there. And then that boy. And when he says, pray for them, he directs me how to do it. Okay. He says, you'll do it gently when you lay your hands. You don't push them. You don't do anything. Just do it gently. And as softly, as gently as I could.
Yeah.
But when I reached this boy, there was this power, electricity that just flowed from up. And it's going my arm and it's going straight to this boy. Yeah. And as I'm praying for this boy. So I pray for this boy, and I'm also experiencing something that I've never experienced before, you know, of this electricity. It's like high voltage. And after that, after I'm done, and then I sit down because I'm like waiting for another instruction. I'm like, oh, he's quiet. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going now. I'm done. I'm going. So as they're taking me outside the house, comes this boy. It wasn't him. He's jumping up and down.
Which boy?
The one that was lifeless
on the floor.
Yes. He's like, I'm healed. I'm healed. Huh. Like, even his eyes, they came. It's like he didn't have this, you know. He's jumping. And even the gogo is like, Haibo, Yabana. And the aunt is like, Haibo, what just happened? So and so is healed. And only then, that gogo tells me a story, this grandma tells me a story that They've taken this boy almost into every hospital and clinics, and he hasn't been healed. And he says that she's been crying so much to the Lord to heal him because she doesn't know what to do. And then she says, but the past 3 days, because I've seen that he's in so much pain, I would pray that rather take him. Because he can't be in this pain. But she says, at the same time, I'll cry and say, but how am I going to bury him when I can't even afford bread, you know? And she says, the past 3 days, every day we'll wake up, he's still alive. And I'll ask God that, how long does this child have to suffer? So he's saying, last night, there's a time I didn't even want to wake up to check on him because I thought that maybe he has passed away. Only for us to wake up this morning, he's still alive. And now you've come, you know. So it was like, okay, that experience. But then I went back home. Then a week passed. And then the word of the Lord comes to me again. And he's saying, I need you to go somewhere. You won't take a taxi. I'll direct you where you're going as soon as you get out of your gate. And I'm like, what is this now? And he's like, I need you to go. And I'm like, but you have pastors. You have a prophet or evangelist or anyone. Why does it have to be me? Why do I have to go? Immediately, like when I'm pushing that voice like that, God's voice like that, and then I started feeling the same energy that I felt that day, that electricity. But now I'm feeling it all over my body. And I'm saying, what is happening to me? And he's saying, it's the energy that you need to release where I'm saying you need to go to. And I'm saying, but I'm not umfundisi, I'm not a pastor. So I go to my bed because this is so heavy within me. It is like you're carrying such energy. So I went on my bed and I lay on my stomach flat and I'm like, God, what's happening to me? And he's saying to me, it's a gift. And I'm saying, but I never asked for it. And he says, yes, I gave you a gift. And then I'm saying, but how did you pass my free will? Because you also gave me a free will. How did you pass my free will to give me something that I've never asked for? Why can't you give it to the pastors? Why can't you give it to the prophets or the evangelists? I've never even been an usher. Like, you know? So I'm like...
why me?
Yeah, it's not my interest. It's never been. And I'm like, why can't you give it to them? And he's saying it's a gift. And I'm like... okay, out of my own will, can you take it away? I don't want it, you know. And he's asking me, are you sure? And I'm like, no, I just want to be normal. As I told you the story before, I've always been like, I want to be normal. So immediately it was, you know, when the main switch is just being dropped. So immediately it felt like that because it like that energy, that electricity, it was just switched off. And after that, I was like, thank you. Then I can be myself.
Yeah.
And because at that time, I was like, now I'm going to go and be someone who will be like, go there. But I never asked for it. And at that time, I didn't understand the ways of God that he can use anyone. I thought it would be people who always pray for it, you know.
Ah, okay.
So with that, it is just to show... like my journey with God or my relationship with God. I know that other people are so faithful, and when the Lord tells them to do something, they do it, you know. And with my journey, it's been different. And at the same time, there was a time when the Lord was saying to me, you know, the parable of the servants where they were given talents, others was 5 talents and then my one. And he was saying, how long are you going to hide this one talent? Because you always point at other people.
Yes.
You always say, why not that one? Why not that? Why me? You know, at how long are you? And when you read that parable and see what happens to that one who hid their talent and was like, I don't want to be like that, you know. So even then, that's when I, like, after years of also what I've shared, like, from that last episode, going back to God and praying. And because even during the times when I was trying to be like, let me be normal, it's like the enemy knew something about me that I didn't know about myself. Sure. Because he will still come and attack, you know. And I'll be like, but I'm no longer praying like that. Why are you still intimidated about me, by me,
yeah.
you know. So this one time, I also want to share this one. This one time, now I'm fully on God, and I'm like, you know what? What will be, will be. I'm on this journey with God, and I will pray those prayers. This one time, because the enemy will try so many tactics, like to fight with me. But I want to share this one where, like, sometimes the evidence will be there, or sometimes it will be just be physical, you know. So this one time, I'm having a vision, and the Lord is showing me this huge, huge, huge serpent that is being dropped at my house. It's like I can't even see where's the tail, where's the head. That's how huge it was. Yeah. It was just huge yeah. as I don't know. And then he's like, look what the devil has delivered to your house. This is what is going to fight you. And after that, I entered into like... maybe a week after that, because like even when I'm walking around the house, I'll feel this serpentine spirit. There's something that is here, you know. So I entered into the 7 days fast. Like I'll do maybe like 6 to 6. Then on the seventh day, I'm finished with my midnight prayers. Then I'm going to sleep. Immediately when I start to like fall asleep, then there's this spirit that is attacking me. And then I wake up and I'm like, how dare you touch me? Don't you understand that you touch not the anointed of the Lord, you know? Then I wake up, and from there, you know, when you're fighting with the enemy, you don't kneel down, or it's just that it's the time for you to release your arrows in the system, in the spirit, I mean. So as I was praying like that, you know, like, God, come down right now and fight for me. Like, put on your helmet of salvation, your breastplate of righteousness, your robe of vengeance, as the Lord will come down wearing a robe of fire. And as I'm praying like that, like, Lord, take up your shield and your buckler and release your ministers of fire, that is the angels, you know, to chase down my enemies, whoever is fighting me, you know, make their path dark and slippery. That is Psalms 35, you know, it's one of the Psalms of warfare. So during that time, you release them. And like in heaven, there are just so many weapons. You call them by name and you'll see that it will be released, even arrows of fire. And at that time, for the first time, because this thing is like, I saw it in the vision, but for the first time, I started hearing the sound of that serpent. Like, mind you, I'm standing and I'm praying. Immediately when I start hearing the sound, then immediately I also go into the spirit. And in the spirit, as I see this huge snake that is like making itself huge above me, I can't even see the head. And then after I was like, I called on the hammer of fire. I said, Lord, release the hammer of fire. Crush down the head of the serpent. I saw this hammer of fire being released from heaven. And it crushed the head of the serpent. Immediately that serpent shrunk. And as it is shrinking, losing its power and everything. I'm looking around like, where's the head? Where's the head? I can't see the head, you know. And then I continue praying. And then the Lord says, you've overcome. And then, okay, I'm back to myself. And then, okay, I'm like finished with prayer. And then the Lord says to me, do you want to see what you were fighting in the spirit? And I'm like, no. It's in the spirit.
I'd rather not.
It's in the spirit, Lord. I don't want to see it. I go to sleep. I wake up in the morning around 9. The Lord is asking me again, do you want to see what you were fighting? And I'm saying, no, I don't. It was in the spirit. No, you know. So the Lord asked me like maybe 4 times that day. Until like in the afternoon, I think around 4, he calls me into prayer. Immediately when I kneel down, like, Lord, I come before you in the name of Jesus. He says to me, do you want to see what you were fighting? And I said, let your will be done. Immediately when I said, let your will be done, I hear my kids and the kids next door. Mom, come and see. There's a snake in the front yard. And I'm like, huh? There's a snake and it doesn't have a head. And I'm like, and when they say it doesn't have a head, then the Lord speaks to me and says, so that you know my power. He was showing me so that I know his power.
Yeah.
And I'm like, as I'm coming out of the house, it's exactly the same serpent. It's exactly the same thing, you know. And then, because, okay, I don't like snakes. Like, okay. Yeah, it's like... I can't say I fear them. I don't fear them. God didn't give us a spirit of fear. I just don't like them. Sure, so I didn't get close. Like, they took these rods and then I said, just go and throw it wherever. And amazingly, like,
this isn't the way, physical. This is
physical. And mind you, at that time, where the head was supposed to be, it didn't look even like maybe it was a struggle. It was being pulled like this. It looked as if, you know, your elbow, how smooth it was.
Yes.
It looked as if the head was even there. That's how it was crushed, you know. So that is just to show one of the ways to say the enemy will always fight what intimidates him. And I always say that why I'm sharing this testimony is because I received, as I've said, that I've received so many people and that are battling spiritual warfare. And what I've gathered with them is that they are fearful. That it's like they will say, again, I had an attack. But then the Lord teaches us that after you've done all to stand therefore. And people, what they don't understand is that you are a spirit. You can't be afraid of any demonic spirit. They are spirits and they don't have a body. You have you also have a spirit. You can't be afraid of a spirit. You are also a spirit. You have the body. You have the advantage of the power of Jesus. That same power that rose Christ from the dead, it lives within you.
Yes.
You know when Dagon fell in front of the Ark of the Covenant. It's because Dagon couldn't stand the presence of God that was in the Ark. But today, you are the Ark.
Come on.
So how can the Spirit say that it's more powerful? You just need to stand your ground. But you find that most Christians, they have all the weapons, but they are afraid. Because, you know, when the enemy comes, he wants to intimidate you. And the enemy can be maybe stubborn and want to make himself big and everything. And as soon as you are fearful, then you think that he has won. But he can't win. You know, in a spiritual realm, there are different ranks of demons. Others, they attack certain anointings. Others, they attack even people that maybe the Lord has placed you in your family to be the one who prays for the deliverance of the whole family. So the demons will attack you more than them. But the Lord has already placed it in you that you have the power to fight all of that.
Oh, yes.
So most people, they don't understand that. And, you know, when you see war, you're supposed to run against it, against the troop of the enemy. You can't be running back. That is why it says even in Psalms 18 that you run against the troop. You leap over the wall, whatever wall, the demonic wall that is there, you run against it. That is why when you're putting all your whole armor, you have nothing on your back because you were never supposed to run away. So you need to face it head on. You know, immediately when you see like it's war, that warrior in you rises up like, how dare you touch me? You know, how dare you? You know, even if you feel that, you know, when someone is birthing evil against you, it's just that people sometimes they don't know certain scriptures. There are scriptures for that. For someone who's birthing evil against you, there is scriptures even in Hosea that says, Lord, give them a miscarrying womb and a dry breast. Because there are people who wants to birth even evil things against you, but in a spirit realm. And you see it physically, and then it starts manifesting, you know. So I just wanted to say that, just to touch on that, because I saw that most people are battling spiritual.
Yes.
Ogoti, stand your ground. Stand your ground. We've been given the high power.
Hey.
You know, stand your ground. having, after you've done all to stand.
Stand your ground.
Have dominion.
Exactly.
Yeah. Sure.
So I just wanted to touch on that because most of the phone calls were about that.
Okay.
But then again, I'll go back to why we're here. Like, I know that most people, they were fighting the thing about the dates and everything. And I want to say, firstly, the first thing that the Lord told me was, even before I came here for the first episode, he was like, don't ever defend a date. And I'm like, why not, Lord? Because I know I'll say this. I know I'll talk about Jonah. I'll talk about... He's like, no, don't defend them. I'm like, why? He says, they didn't come by your own understanding. And he kept on saying it. Until this one night, I was going to pray, and then he says to me, open 2 Peter. I can't remember the scripture, like the number. And then there's this verse that says, no prophecy comes by a man's understanding or intellect or wisdom.
Yeah.
And I was like, the Lord has been telling me this. Now he's showing me even in the scripture. And he's like, whatever will be on that day will be, because I am that I am. You know, and the way we've boxed God so much, it's like, no, this can't be, because the words that we speak about that are in the Bible, those are the words of God. He's the I am that I am. And he says that he'll give us the Holy Spirit. He will reveal new things to us. And Tina, we grieve the Holy Spirit because we don't want him to reveal new things. When he reveals new things, other than us, because he gave us the same spirit, other than us to go before the Lord, instead we question the people or we fight the people. Yes, the Lord said it, that in the last days, you know, when he speaks about the signs of the end days, times, he also speaks about the false prophets. But nowhere in the Bible where he says, when you see a false prophet, go and fight with him and say, how dare you? No. He says, when you see these things happening, prepare, because know that the end is near. And that is why I always say to people, okay, fine, you're calling me a prophet or whoever, like Brother Josh, a false prophet. But what does it say about it? Doesn't it say go and prepare? If you think that it is false, you know,
That would be one of the signs that is the end times.
Exactly. Because you are saying it's false.
Yeah.
I'm not tinting the word of the Lord and saying it is false. I'm just speaking to someone whose mindset is saying, you know, it is false. No, he doesn't say that fight them. He says that go and prepare, you know. So I also wanted to touch on that just I know that I narrated a bit last time, but just to touch on the thing about the dates, just one more time, as some, they don't know how they came about to me. Like, when the Lord was showing me the secret calendar of heaven, when he says these represents, because they were written in quotes of one, and then he says they represent a day, a month, a year, and the hour. And he says the hour here is hidden because no one knows the day or the hour. And then when he says that, as I was looking at the end, when he says rapture, because the first date that came out was 23-24 September 2025, rapture. Okay, so I won't get into detail because I've already spoke about it. I just want to group it together. So at that time, there's no way where I've heard that message and I said, oh, wow, I heard something from the Lord. No, I buried it as far as I could bury it in my mind, not to think about it, you know, until a few months later, maybe about 5 or 4 months later, then he comes and he speaks to me in my room. Maybe that is why I wanted to touch on that story before, to say, it's not like the Lord started speaking to me now.
About this. Okay.
It's been happening. It's just that I've had my play of being disobedient, you know. So even then, he comes, like, he speaks to me, and then he says 23, 24 September 2025, rapture. Immediately when he says that, I'm like, why this now? Because I've buried this thing. Why this now? And remember, all those things, they are happening before even Brother Joshua came out, you know. So I'm like, no, why this now? You know, and it's not like I would say, oh, at least now it's a confirmation of what Brother Joshua said.
Yeah.
Nobody knew about Brother Joshua, nothing, you know. So this is just mid-year last year, 2024. And I'm like, why this now? You know, and immediately the Lord says to me, didn't I say I'll reveal new things to you, things that you did not know of? And I say, yes, you said that, but you also said that I must test the spirit. That is why I was showing my relationship with God, that we'll have those conversations.
Yes.
Sometimes the Lord, he does allow us to speak to him as a friend. You know, he will speak to Abraham as a friend, you know. Mm. And so I was like, but no, you also said that we should test the spirit. So I'm testing the spirit. And to test the spirit, you say the words of the Lord. I said, no one knows the day or the hour, so I'm testing the spirit. And at the same time, you can't be giving me 2 days because you said it's within a twinkling of an eye.
Of an eye.
So 2 days, manje, as if it's hambang epasi, no, can't be, no. And he's saying, I'm giving you 2 days because it's an event. You know, it's still within a twinkling of an eye. It's an event. So I went out of my bedroom saying, no, 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 no. You know, then the last time that he showed me, it was when I was having a rapture dream mid-June. I'm having a rapture dream. And then while I'm having the rapture dream, like I see each and every country, people are being lifted up and they're singing this one song. I don't know that song. I've never heard it and I can't even remember it now. But they were all singing one song as if it's just one language. And like Jesus is smiling, he's in the clouds. And I see myself being lifted up. Immediately I wake up and then I say, oh, I had a rapture dream. So as I'm going back to sleep, I'm like, oh, I had a rapture dream. And then I'm like trying to get back to sleep. And then now I see Jesus smiling and he's coming to my room now. It's as if the roof is doesn't exist, you know. And he says to me, I'm here to wash your feet. And there's a towel here. No, and I didn't see him washing my feet, but that's what he said. He said, I'm here to wash your feet. And then he says to me, can you count for me how many months are left before the year end? And I know that it's 6 months. Yes. So I started counting 1, 2, 3. I'm trying to count 4 by my mind, by my mouth, by my heart. Everything just locked, you know. And I'm like, Lord, why can't I continue counting? He says, because you won't be here after September. And immediately when I'm like, and he's like, no, you won't die. You'll be raptured. And it's not the end of the world, but it will be the start of the tribulation phase. And even after that, I continued even in that asking him that, but Lord, there are certain things that you promised me. Why? And you said they will happen in my lifetime. You know, when you pray about certain things and the Lord revealed that he has given you those things you receive by faith. And I'm asking that, Lord, you said you've given me this and you said it will happen in my lifetime. So if you say it's 3 months left, I don't see it happening within 3 months. And he says, those are your things and you have received very well, my child. But these things need to happen. You know, that's what he said. And even then, when I woke up in the morning, I wasn't like, I just said, oh, I had another rapture dream. I wasn't like
this
jumping.
This is the third time.
This is the third time. Yeah.
Imagine. Third
I'm not
time.
Jumping to say, hey, September, hey, we're having a rapture. No. I'm saying I had a rapture dream. I think about 2 weeks passed, and then my friend calls me from Potchefstroom. He's like, have you heard? There's this brother who came out about the rapture, and he's even given dates in September. The first thing that I said, I was like, I don't want to hear it. I said, no.
Why were you so in denial about the dates or refusing? like you had three confirmations, right?
Yes.
And now you're hearing someone else is saying the exact same dates and you're still like, nope.
No, remember at that time I didn't allow them to tell me the dates.
The dates, yeah.
I didn't allow her to tell me the dates because I've been fighting this thing. So I was like, I don't even want to know.
So why did your friend call you? Had you previously mentioned something to your friend about
because,
rapture?
Because we always talk about rapture, you know. And I'll share, you know, even things about my other visions, I'll share portions of it. Okay. I won't share the everything details about the dates and everything. Mm. Even on my TikTok, I did share last year to say the word of the Lord is the heart. You need to speak it. But I won't share the dates because ever since I was young, you know, my grandma, when you tell her that, God, Goko, can you please tell me some fairy tales? She'll be like, I don't tell demonic stories. I'll tell you stories about God, you know. So I didn't know anything about the Bible, but she'll teach us the Bible, you know. She'll tell you that Jesus Christ is coming back someday. No one knows the day or the hour. So this thing, I've known it before I could read the Bible, you know. So how then? So it's not like I was there asking God, because others are even saying, Mina, I'll never even ask God, when is the date of your coming? How dare you ask God that? I'm like, no.
I never asked.
Exactly. That is why he was saying to me, what thoughts did you have for you to come up with these dates? And he says, you can't defend something that didn't come by your own understanding. Because truly, it wasn't by my own understanding. And people, they need to understand that. I stand in that it didn't come by my own understanding. And even after I said to my friend, I don't want to hear what you said, this brother said, I don't want to hear it, you know. And beginning of August, like the Lord is dealing with me. There's this sense of urgency within me. I don't know what's happening. And sometimes I'll feel like, you know, there's this lifting within me as if something is about to happen. Because even when my friend was saying, you know, there's a brother, speaking about Brother Josh, who came. And I said to her, you know what? Rapture is very close, but anyone who tells you the date, no. That's me. Having been told the date.
Knowing the information that you know.
I was like, no, you know. Then the Lord leads me, it's beginning of August, he leads me to fasting, I think for 3 days. Mind you, I'm not even fasting about rapture and everything. I'm just fasting for my own things, you know, Lord, you know, it's not going well, you know, business and everything, these payments and stuff, they've been held up. And I'm just praying about that. And the Lord is just moving me away from all of those things. In fact, he's just dealing with me and my heart. And what he revealed to me was that the times that we're in, you're not supposed to be praying like that. Those things, as much as I've given to you, I think you need to be like the ancient warriors, my warriors, Asemandulu, like Abraham, Noah, and you know, when you go to Hebrews 11, he says that they saw what they were promised by God. They embraced it. They saw it coming from afar. They embraced it, but they saw heaven being more beautiful than what they were promised. So they were longing
These things don't matter anymore. So like, you are busy praying business payments. Like, girl,
I'm busy praying business payments, and it's like. And they were longing for a city that they were not in.
Yeah.
And the Lord says, these ones, I'm not afraid to call them my children. And if they were thinking about the country where they were coming from, they would have a chance to go back. There, he was also showing me about the rapture. Ugotige, if your heart is in this earth, you have a chance to go back. But because they were looking for that heavenly home, I've prepared a city for them, a city to call their own. And then he says, this is how your heart should be, the positioning of your heart. And I'm like, okay, God. That's when then the Lord said to me, revealed everything that I've shared on the previous episode. That's when then I went back to check on Brother Joshua's message. And for me, even from the beginning of his testimony, even before he could reach the date, I'm like, the Holy Spirit won't be in me if I were to say this man is lying, because it's like he's speaking about his life and it's like I see me in him, like the battles and everything, things that you don't understand. What is it that the devil knew about you that you didn't know, you know? And after that whole thing, that whole realization, him saying the same dates that I've been fighting, like, you know, in my prayers, you know, when the Lord says, come before me, tear out your heart. And my heart was just tearing up and I was just crying like, God, I have been so disobedient. Maybe if I shared it last year, maybe people would have repented. Maybe this, maybe that. And God says to me, I think it's the third day that I'm crying about it, like, God, forgive me. And he says that, no, it wasn't for you to announce it, but it was for you to believe it, because I also have an assignment for you. It was for you to believe it so that when I give you your assignment, you'll know that it was from me. It was Joshua who was supposed to announce it, not me. And even as Joshua is saying that the Lord has told him that there are people who the Lord already showed, they will come out after after he has announced it. And when he said that, every like the finger was just pointing at me, like, you, I told you, you know. And with that, I'm not making myself special than the people who confirmed the date through visions and dreams after after Joshua had said. But I had to reveal this part, that what Joshua was saying when he said that the Lord has revealed it to other people before he even announced it, that I'm one of those. And I've been fighting it. It's not like I was like, you know, jumping up and down. Yes, I know, you know. And eventually, because at that time, my spirit and everything was already in that, Lord, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it, whatever you want me to do. And then he shows me this verse where he said, this man had two sons, and he sent the one son and he said, go, this is the job that I have for you, go and do it. And then the son said, I will not go. And then later on, he then went to do it. And he had the second son, and then he said, go and do this job. And then the second son said, I will do it. But he went and he did not do as the father said. And then it was Jesus, and then asking his disciple, who's the son who did the will of the father amongst the two? And then they say, surely the one who said, I will not go, but later did. And then so the Lord was showing me his mercy there to say, in as much as my whole life I've been this person who've been like
saying no, not me.
Not me. You have them, you know. So I wanted to touch on that. And also I wanted to touch on a bit about tribulation, because there are certain things that I didn't share. Okay. And because we wanted to rush through time at that time. I also wanted to share that when it comes to the Lord showing me about the Nephilims, that they were coming, and there's, I'll say, three or four parts of different kinds of these aliens or Nephilims that I saw in different visions. Because in the first one, where he took me to heaven and showed me and said that the Nephilims are coming, I only saw this giant ones who looked like human, and they were even helping people after that the earth was hit by that stone. They were helping. They were amongst the people. They were helping. And then even when he showed me now, when he took me through the time of the rapture, the first ones that I saw was the gray ones. And then when I saw these bold, strong ones who looked like brown, like those ones, they are the ones that were also interested in reproducing. The ones that I say that even women were giving themselves to them. Because I remember even after that vision, I was asking myself, Lord, why were this? Because it's like these women were not forced. And the Lord says to me, it's because women have been doing it for years. They will be with the men because they could provide better, not because they are being led by the Spirit, not realizing that they are selling themselves, because they won't be with that man if he wasn't providing better. Mm-hmm. And these Nephilims, they will be providing better during the time of the tribulations. And remember, they look human-like. And that's when the Lord also gave me a verse to say, my daughters, they've sold themselves for nothing. Tell them to go back to their first love. And even then, he revealed to me how important and how loved we are, even in the spirit realm, that even our Lord and Savior Jesus wouldn't have been born if it wasn't for our womb, you know. We are so important. You know, a woman multiplies anything. Give them a seed, they multiply. Give them anything, they multiply. So we are in the spirit, like whether the demonic world or the angelic world, we're very important. So the Lord was saying to me, call back my daughters, tell them to return to their first love, you know. So I want to go back to the vision about the Nephilims again. So it was the gray ones, the Nephilims that looked like gray. And then all of a sudden, during that time, I saw it was sort of castles like that were falling from the sky, but it was this dark castle, demonic like sort of thrones, and they will be like planted here on earth, like in different places. And as they were coming down like that, the Lord will mention names as if they had names, all of them.
The castles.
Yes. Okay. And it's like, oh, the owner of those, or the owner of the throne. And he'll mention different names. The only names that I remember was the Nephilims and the Apollos, because that one was easy also to remember, the Apollo. And I couldn't remember the other name, but they had these ancient names. And then after, there was this one, then he says to me, this is where the beast resides. And then he says, the beast, the one who carries the 666 digit. And then when he says the one who carries the 666 digit, he says, he is not who you think he is. He will be revealed during the tribulation, but it's not who you think he is. He carries. And immediately when he says he carries that 666, I saw different people going to this sort of a palace mansion, like, or is it a temple? But it's this huge building. I'm seeing different people going in there. And he says, do you know who are these? And I mean, I know. Utige, these are different presidents. And as they were going in, he tells me that during the time of one world order, the president won't be removed from being president, but they will report to him. There will be subs under him, you know.
So all of them will be reporting to one person.
Exactly, exactly. And then as they were going there, because I was also, then I entered that room like in the spirit, because the Lord, you in the spirit. And then the Lord showed me that they were giving reports to say, because I remember there were two reports that I had there. The first report was like, 50% have accepted the mark of the beast and 50% have not accepted. And when you say that, when they gave those reports, then that beast, because I wasn't allowed to see who it was.
Ooh, okay, yes. Yeah.
And he says that with the 50% who have not accepted, how many have you killed? And then when he says, I've killed none, there will be this whip as if it's tearing their flesh that he'll torture them with. They'll be tortured. And even the other one said 70% have accepted, 30% have not. And he's like, how many have you killed in the 30%? If you say none, then you're being punished. And then he says, next time you come here, if you can't kill, you will be killed. And there are others who came, and they'll give the numbers of those who have taken the mark and those who have not taken the mark, and who will say, how many have you killed? And then they'll say, this is the number that we've killed. And you'll be like, yeah, you are a good servant. So that's what I saw which are left out during the rapture time. And other people were like, this whole thing now it looks sort of cartoon-like. No, it doesn't look cartoon-like because it is there. It is written in Revelations 8 and 9. You know, the other creature that I saw that also looked alien, but that had teeth that were so horrible, more than the teeth of the lion, the one that had a tail of a serpent. Mm. That is written in Revelation. It is there. It is written in Revelation. That whole darkness of the plants and everything, it is also written in Revelation. So there's nothing, I would say there's nothing new that the Lord has said that is not there. And with that creature, the one that I say it was destroying the human flesh and everything, it's one of the seven trumpets that the Lord sent these angels on earth to say, blow these trumpets. And they came with the anger of God upon the people, those who do not have the mark of God. Meaning they were terrorizing those who have already taken this mark of the 666. You know? So even then, at the end of the passage, the Lord says it that even after all these things, but people, they continued to worship these demons. So what are the demons that he's talking about there? He's talking about the demons that have already revealed to you who they are. Yes, the Apollos, the Nephilims, those aliens. So, yes, because people, they will see them as if, as in, they've come with peace. They've come, they're helping us. Exactly. They are rescuing us. You know.
Let's talk about that rock, because now there's a rock on the news that's approaching Earth that the scientists have revealed.
Yes.
You know, so do you think it's part of that prophecy? Is that similar to what you have seen in a vision? And because they're not even sure, they're still trying to figure out what is this rock, but they can see it coming and that it's gonna land in 2025.
Yes.
So, I mean, when you saw that, did you think, my goodness, this is similar to what I've seen? Didn't you just...
Exactly.
In the red blood moon. And now we're days away. You know, what are your thoughts? You know, how are you interpreting everything?
Basically, I'll say, firstly, I love your question. Yeah. Because I was like, people, they need to be looking at what is happening around to see that there is the truth with everything. I'll say that, you know, again, last year, other than that, I saw that rock, like, in a vision where I saw it when the Lord was showing me. Mid-year, I saw something. It looked like a rock, but it was sort of a planet on its own. It was entering our sphere or our solar. And it's just that I'll just have to go back to my, I'll check when I get home. I'll check with my TikTok, because I know that I did share that one, that there's something that has entered our solar system, you know, that is coming straight to us. And with what is coming to us, because they don't understand it right now, whether is it that rock, and others are saying it's an alien spaceship. They're giving it a name, Atlas. And you find that with all of those speculations, whatever they speculate, it is written, or it is around that revelation that the Lord gave me, that there will be this rock that will hit the earth, you know, and it will cause this huge devastation. And even when they said that there's an alien spaceship that was also approaching, and then they said that they seemed hostile and everything, so they need to be prepared. Immediately when they said they seem hostile, I was like, oh no, that's a lie. There's nothing hostile about them. People will love them when they come here. They'll be like, oh, our guardians have come. And that's what the Lord said, that still they continued worshiping these demons. No, people, they think when aliens come here, they'll be afraid of them. No, the only ones that they will be afraid of is the ones that will be tearing their skin and the one that have a serpent tail. You know, so even with that, because I was questioning myself, why would they say it's an alien spaceship and is coming hostile when they know very well that they've been communicating with them? There's nothing hostile about them other than that they are deceivers. Why would they say that? And just
so they know.
Yeah, they know. Even even
so, are you insinuating that they know? No. They know what is coming.
Yeah, they know. They've always known. The president, in my vision, I saw it as that. It's only me. They communicated with me to try to calm me down, to say we've come in peace. But the presidents and the people and these people who are in power, they were expecting them. They were shaking their hands. They knew. They knew. And to think there's a time when I wanted to release this information, I was making this TikTok video. I think I did it almost 10 times. And every time when I'm about to post it, there's no sound. I was like, the enemy is fighting this. Because there will be these words that are written in, and I don't know what is what, even that language in terms of the sound. It would just block the sound. And I'll be like... So why is the enemy? Why is the enemy blocking this thing? Sure. It's because, you know, when the Lord says, "My people, they die for the lack of knowledge." That is why the Lord gave us the Holy Spirit. We're not supposed to be hearing those things just because the NASA have released it. The Lord is supposed to show us things to come, so that when they start speaking about it, because even the time I was in denial of rapture before the Lord dealt with me, and even before I watched Brother Joshua, when I started hearing that it is coming, the Lord will say to me, I showed you that these things will happen after the rapture. If they say they expect it around the 9th, then when do you think is the rapture? The only thing that I will say, I will be like, yo, it's soon.
It's soon.
It's soon. But I wouldn't want to say the dates, you know. I'll be like, it's soon. All these
even
things.
Even though you knew.
I'll be like, it's soon.
Sure. Yeah. So we don't have a lot of time left. Just, it's September now. It's crunch time. How do you feel? I mean, it's days away from what you have shared and the dates you have shared. We are now days away. How does it feel for you? Are you feeling differently? Are you feeling the heat? Are you having that? Like, where are you? Can you take us through the process, you know, and other things that are happening for you and in and around you that are a confirmation of what is coming? You know, it's like when you're anticipating something big, everything just communicates to that.
Exactly.
What is happening in your world?
Okay, I'll say one thing. There's something that I've been asking God like over and over again, and he wasn't giving me an answer. I kept on like, God, why me? Why did you send me to confirm what Joshua was saying? Why me? Why me? Then just yesterday, I'm washing the dishes. I'm like, why me? He's saying, because they are just as stubborn as you are. I send you because I can use anyone, and I'm using your stubbornness. Because the Lord allowed me to share with you guys how stubborn I've been with the things of God, to say no, to say, you know. So the Lord knows his people. So the Lord understands that he can use a prostitute. He can use, you know, Rahab. And with me, he used my stubbornness, because I saw even in the comments that even others were saying, no, this woman sounds legit, because we see her resisting even everything that was being said. She fought, you know. And he said, because they are just as stubborn as you are. And then I'll say with what I'm feeling, okay, firstly, there's never been a day where I prayed and I say, God, let the rapture happen on the 23 and the 24th so that I'm proven right. There's never been a day. My only prayer is that, Lord, I pray that you find me ready for you. It's not even my worry to say, let me pray, oh God, please let it happen. The message is already out.
So it's not a matter of if for you. You are certain. There's no doubt.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of that he's the I am that I am, and whatever will be on that day. So we wait on him, and whatever will be, will be. So we let him be that.
Yes.
And I remember on was it, I think it was Saturday, I was just lying on the couch, but being half asleep and stuff. And the Lord is revealing to me that everything is being wrapped. It's more like whatever experience that you're having this day, you're not going to have it again, because everything is being folded.
Sure.
Everything is, the season is being folded. We are entering, there's a new season that is starting, which is the season of the tribulation, you know. So
never again will you experience such. So yes. You can literally feel everything you're going through. It's the ending of that.
Exactly. So he was revealing that to me, that, you know. And at the same time,
can you feel that in these last days? It's days away.
Yeah. I
can
do
you feel it?
Yes, yeah. I do feel it. And another thing, the message that the Lord also wanted me to reveal about the time of tribulation, he said that the church will grow in multiples, like thousands and thousands are going to give their life to Christ. Because when he showed me the rapture, you know, the Lord loves kids. I saw this couple, they looked like a Muslim couple. They went to the crib of the child, the baby was not there.
Oh, okay.
And then the Lord said, these ones were devoted to their religion, but they love their family more than their religion. And then they said, for us to meet again with our loved ones, we rather go and suffer with the Christians. So I saw this huge number that was joining the underground church. It was more like, it was the greatest revival. They were joining the underground church because they said, we want to have the eternal life when our children, because the children will be taken away.
So children will be raptured.
Yes, yeah. will be raptured. So that on its own will be a testimony to them, you know. So I don't know what the NASA and the government, they're trying to do when they say that these aliens are coming very hostile, which is not true. Maybe they're trying to cover up the rapture to say people were taken by aliens. I don't know. I'm just saying, but I don't know, you know, because what the Lord showed me is that they are the deceivers, nothing hostile. The only thing that will come to tear up like people's flesh and everything is that wrath when the Lord pours out his anger. It's only that time.
Okay. A mouthful.
Hey.
Again, once again, a mouthful. You have left us speechless again. I have nothing to say. I need to go digest. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. We have never ever experienced a September like this. This September is like, I can't even enjoy the heat and the weather. It's like, it's a lot. There's too
a
much
lot.
Happening.
Even
I can't even focus.
Atmosphere.
There's no... And what I love about these episodes is that they're in real time. And we're doing this for you so that it's September. When else are we going to play it? Because this message is urgent, you know, from my guests. And we need to bring it now. And this is why you are having it in real time. And I hope that you can respond in real time to how are you feeling? What is going on in your world? What are your thoughts? Have you changed your views? Are you, you know, I don't know. Where's your mind at?
And you know, some of the viewers are saying, please, if rapture doesn't happen, please, after the 25th, come back and explain. They want accountability.
I think we said that to you even the last time, right?
Yeah. remember.
And
I
all
remember.
Our guests who
that
are
that is why I said
in the
I'm
rapture.
Not even praying about it.
It's not even a thing. It's not even a
possibility. No, I'm not even praying like, God, let it happen. Like, God is God. He'll do whatever that he wants on that day.
Because it was never your own.
It was never.
Your own date, your own power, your own knowledge.
I deliver it as how it was and how I fought it. So whatever happens, it's on the Lord.
Well, I hope all your questions are answered. I'm sure not all your questions will be answered because we have thousands, if not millions of people watching the episodes. So it's not possible for every question to be answered, but we hope there is more clarity. We tried not to interrupt, and we I hope you guys are happy.
We held ourselves
and it gets lonely on the seat because I'm like, we can't say anything. So you see, we actually take your feedback. We listen to what you guys say because you said we interrupted and we need to be quiet. So I hope you don't say we didn't interact because we were quiet. Anyway, we'll see you on the next one. Thank you for watching.
Love and appreciate you, Sanfam.
Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for sharing the video. Thank you for the love and the positive feedback that you're giving in the comment section below. Thank you to our guest. Thank you for coming all the way again.
Yes.
We know it's a very, very long drive for you. Yes. But it's important that you share what God has placed in your heart. Yeah. For myself, Innocent.
And myself, Millicent. And of course, Mamhlengiwe, who graced us once again. Aww. And the team behind the camera who are just like, oh, the whole time, what? What? It's bad for now.
I've been through the most. Been through the most.